And Samina Shaheem and I are in conversation with Gil Allen, who is empowering the human experience, giving talks and workshops here in the UAE, visiting from Los Angeles.
Yes, so we were talking about purpose and inner strength and inner guidance. Gil, could you tell us a little bit more about finding that recognition and a sort of appreciation for oneself? Self-love, I think you called it a minute ago.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you phrased it that way. Self-love is so important. It is the keystone to everything we do. I was actually writing an article one day on the power of choice and the choices that we make. And it was pretty clear to me that our lives are a direct image or picture of all the choices we made. If you go back and trace all the choices you made from the beginning, and each choice was a little dot on a paper, and you connected all the dots together, you would connect them all together and draw a picture, and it would represent exactly what your life is and where you are and who you are today. But then I was going within, connecting with my inner guidance, and I asked, well, if these choices of ours are so powerful, what's guiding our choices? What is it that something has to be guiding the choices? We decide, you know, make a decision here, we choose something here instead of something else. And my inner guidance led me to the fact that it was our self-love. That everybody's level of self-love is literally the optical and emotional lens of how you see the world. It's what you see the world through. Your own level, your own version of love, your self-love, is what you see, how you see the world. It's like looking through a telescope, and the lens in the telescope or the camera is your perception of your self-love. And that's the only way you can see the world, because you really don't know anything else. Our levels of self-love are all we know of the world. We see other things, but what we truly feel within ourselves is our own level of self-love. And so it's so important for us to learn to love ourselves better and to expand that foundation of self-love, because then the lens becomes clearer and we start to see the world with different perspectives. We start to see it with a much broader horizon, and everything opens up for us. I mean, all of our problems, everybody's, has to do with self-love.
That's right. And I think the concept that you're talking about, love, is something that resonates across cultures. So oftentimes in Voices of Diversity, we look at these differences in order to understand each other. But love, very much like music, has this exportable quality about it, importable quality about it, so that you can really take it and apply it and use it, and people understand it in every language, as abstract as it may be. But we did talk about some differences across cultures and how it might be titled or named as something else, but the intention, as you referred to, Gil, the word that you used is very much the same. So, for example, people from a Muslim faith, from Islam, have a practice referred to as Salat al-Istikhara, which means the Istikhara prayer. And oftentimes when they're confused about a decision in their life, or they're at a point at crossroads or at a juncture, and they need an inner guidance or something to be answered in a particular way, they do a special prayer before they sleep. And then when they sleep at night, in many cases, they receive the sort of guidance that they need to through dreams and through the power of Allah and, you know, what they believe in. And so that is very much aligned with what you're talking about, inner guidance. And we can find different forms of that across cultures.
Absolutely. And prayer is extremely powerful, because it is placing an intention. You are asking for help, you are asking for guidance, and ask and it is given. So prayer is another way of placing an intention, asking for guidance, just as meditation is, and just making intentions, and people that write notes for themselves and do vision boards, but, you know, connecting to that higher source of wisdom, whatever it be, is a very powerful thing, and prayer is extremely powerful.
So how do people open themselves up to understanding themselves better and reaching deep within? Somebody's texting, you know, for people that are really struggling, is it possible for everyone to reach this place where they're able to really look deep within?
Yes, it is possible. It's, you know, we're so used to talking to ourselves in our minds and running over the same series of thoughts all the time. And they're usually negative thoughts, and we're being bombarded with that all the time. But if you quiet your mind down for even a few minutes from all that negativity and just shut it down for a few seconds, a few minutes, a few seconds, you close your eyes, you go within quietly, and you ask a question, you will receive an answer. And sometimes for some people, it may take a little bit longer. You know, they may not be used to receiving answers through their mind. They're used to just talking to themselves and running thoughts through their mind. But that is how you receive your inner guidance, and everyone can do it. I mean, I've done this work with people as young as 12, 13, or 14, and people as old as 96, and everybody can do it. Sometimes you just need a little guidance to get to your inner guidance, but everybody can access it. And then the more you use it, it becomes extremely powerful. So you can do this by accessing information in your mind. Another very powerful way is to do journaling through writing. Sometimes for a lot of people, I find in the workshops that we do, that even works better for them, because it somehow removes the step from the mind and having to think about it. You just ask the question, you're writing it out, whatever answers come to you, continue writing. It's almost like it goes directly into your hand. And
sure, and it comes out in that way. But also, you know, the way we think is sometimes a little bit sporadic and not logical. It's not in order. It's not in chronological positioning. And therefore, it feels a little bit out of structure. And putting it down on paper almost seems like we capture it and we're able to work with it in a much more approachable manner.
Good point. Right? In fact, personally, I don't write it out by hand because I can't even read my own writing, so that would be kind of disastrous. So I basically type it out on the computer almost like I'm doing an instant messaging session with my inner guidance. I type out the question, I wait for the answers and the guidance to come in, and I type out what the guidance is, and then I ask more questions. And it's a great way to do it as well, because you have a record of what your guidance is giving you. And you can see like the progress that you're making. And the more that you do this, the easier it becomes and the better you get at it. And even with my clients, when they're accessing it through telepathy, just in their mind, I tell them you don't have to put aside an entire hour where you meditate and you go through a whole ritual. Just ask your inner guidance a simple question. You could be brushing your teeth, doing the laundry, you know, making dinner, driving to work. Ask a few questions throughout the day here and there. And it's sort of like developing a relationship with a new friend. The more time you put into it and you're accessing your inner guidance, the stronger the relationship will become. And
we do that throughout the day. You know, we have these conversations, but because it's more simple questions related to daily routines, there isn't the stigma of why are you talking to yourself, or you know, who are you asking these profound questions from? You're just asking, what am I going to make for dinner tonight?
You know? Well, yeah, that, or it could be more profound, it could be more complex, but I think that we have very busy minds, cluttered minds. We have a lot going on in our minds, and I think going right back again to what you said at the beginning is, how truthful are we? What we think we want, is it really what we want, and is it really what we need?
And that's also where the practice of meditation comes in and is so important, because as far as I know, meditation is really the only practice out there that can help you quiet your mind down.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time you can access a space of stillness and silence. and quieting the mind. You're never going to shut the mind off completely, mm-hmm. as far as I know. But just being able to quiet down, then you can hear your inner guidance coming in. We're all being given this guidance throughout the day, you know, and many times we don't listen to it.
Yes,
and that's
yeah.
the other important factor is trust. You know, it's how many times have you yourself or been with a friend when they said, you know, I knew that I should have done this and I didn't do mm-hmm. it and I went against my intuition and sure enough, it turned out to be correct. You know, we're constantly doing that mm-hmm. and second-guessing ourselves, and we're just not used to using our inner guidance to guide us, which is coming from the wisdom of the heart. We are used to going to the rationality of our mind, and that's where it gets screwed up.